With BookBeats, I'm Don Swain. John Irving's new novel, A Prayer for Owen Meany, is set in Gravesend, New Hampshire, a town very much like Irving's own birthplace of Exeter. It is 1953, and the novel's two main characters, Owen and Johnny, are 11 years old when Johnny's mother is accidentally killed. Here's Irving.
When Owen hits a foul ball at a little league game that kills Johnny's mother, in symbolic sympathy and sorrow for what he's done, Owen gives Johnny all his baseball cards.
Despite his mother's death, Johnny holds no grudge against Owen and loans him a prized possession, a stuffed armadillo.
Owen gives it back, but he amputates his claws before he gives it back, something that takes Johnny Wheelwright most of the book to understand.
John Irving says that Owen believes he is following a divine plan.
God has taken his hands being the instrument of his best friend's mother's death.
Irving makes a small parallel between the life of Owen Meany and the life of Christ.
There are no special claims that Owen Meany is a Christ figure. He's not a virgin birth, although in his early childhood he's told he is.
But John Irving says that Owen, like Christ, has the gift of precognition.
As a kid growing up, it always gave me the shivers, that part of the New Testament when Christ turns to his disciples and says, "This is what's going to happen to me, and you're going to be a part of it."
Owen foretells his own death, and the novel charts the way to that happening. John Irving's A Prayer for Owen Meany was published by William Morrow. With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. The main character in John Irving's novel, A Prayer for Owen Meany, speaks in a strange, annoying voice, which is emphasized in the book in a special way. Here's Irving.
Owen's dialogue in the novel is always indicated by capital letters, and this is truly irritating, especially when the passages are longer than half a page. Not as irritating, in my view, as italics.
Owen never grows taller than 5 feet, and as a child is forever being passed over the heads of his classmates.
I wanted to make him a miniature, just as I wanted his miracle to be, in comparison to the miracle of the New Testament, very small.
Owen's miracle is a vision during a school Christmas play in which he sees the date of his own death. While Owen Meany, with his tiny size and big voice, seems to be a ridiculous figure, Irving says that every prophet in his day seems to be ridiculous.
Is ridiculed in his time, mocked, if not killed.
And Christ was no exception.
This would be a very poor time in our history for a second Christ to come upon us. We wouldn't treat him any better than we treated him the first time.
John Irving says he is full of more doubt than belief.
I wouldn't ever describe myself as an atheist. I wouldn't comfortably describe myself as a believer either.
John Irving's fans will like A Prayer for Owen Meany, published by William Morrow. With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim.
If my novels persuade or convince you of anything, they do so emotionally. They make you laugh, they make you cry.
That's John Irving, author of 7 novels, including The World According to Garp. John Irving had learning problems as a kid.
I still have them.
So do I.
My enemies would say they're probably most manifest.
Well, Irving no doubt had a learning disability. At the time, he was just thought to be slow.
I could read everything and understand everything that my peers could handle, but what they could do in 45 minutes seemed to take me 3 hours.
John Irving says he no longer has to move his lips when he reads, but still must follow each line with his finger. Irving's latest book, A Prayer for Owen Meany, is set in a town based on his birthplace, Exeter, New Hampshire. The private school in the book, Gravesend Academy, is clearly Phillips Exeter, where Irving's father was a teacher and Irving was a student. Irving says his novel is based on hindsight.
It is a novel, after all, set in the 50s and the 60s, and I think my view of that period of time is a lot sharper and clearer than it was when I was living in that period of time.
The novel is about 2 boys and the events leading to the death of one of them.
It's a childhood friendship in the 50s turning into the 60s, and as these 2 boys come of age, as they lose their innocence to age naturally, so, in my view, does the United States lose its innocence in the war in Vietnam.
John Irving, A Prayer for Owen Meany, was published by William Morrow. With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist John Irving, whose new book is A Prayer for Owen Meany, says he has an old-fashioned attachment to plot.
I know what happens before I begin a story. I begin with a sense of aftermath, almost, a sense of epilogue, even.
Irving's influences were the novelists of the 19th century, such as Dickens and Hardy. He believes that James Joyce was a terrible influence on the novel.
A novel like Ulysses, not to mention a mess like Finnegan's Wake, has encouraged so many less talented writers to think that a novel is any old thing. Call it fiction and slap a couple of covers around it.
These are the novels in which plot or character are surrendered to words and effect by authors often called postmodernist.
And the postmodernists. I'm talking about the postmodernist minimalists. I'm talking about all these 125-page novels written with wide margins and type large enough for the minimally blind. It goes like this. You go back to your parents' home, sleep in your childhood bed, have a dream about something abusive you almost said to your mother 30 years ago, decide to say it, but she's in the bathroom, so you go home.
That book won the Pulitzer. John Irving's fans won't be disappointed with his novel of two boyhood friends of the 1950s, A Prayer for Owen Meany, published by Morrow. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.